It's a massive honour. When I started playing netball for England, I never thought that I would have the privilege of leading an England team.
We're really excited to have another pinnacle event in the UK for our sport, and our sport's only going to grow from having it on our home turf.
We want to be playing on the world stage and we want to be playing against the world best, so we'll go in without any fear and really, really looking forward to that battle.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.
It's Andy, welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno here, day four, the Netball World Cup in Liverpool. I'm outside in the plaza, lots of great things going on here. We've got the pop-up court, you can find out more about Be Netball. Red Bull are here, as are Jaffa as well. Really great atmosphere, and make sure you get your picture taken in front of the big wheel. We've been a few emails into the actual site and just wondering whether or not you can still get tickets. Find out. You can turn up at the box office to see if there's someone a day, or best place, nwc2019.co.uk /tickets, and there's links there to see whether or not actual sessions are available, but act quick. First today, reaction on Northern Ireland v Malawi, as they lost by 4.
Oh, look, to be honest, I'm obviously disappointed in the end result, but I'm actually really proud of the effort and the resilience that our team showed today. You know, yesterday was pretty heartbreaking for us and took quite an emotional toll on everybody, I think, and we really had to have some honest conversations with each other about how we were going to respond from it. Mm-hmm. And our biggest test today wasn't the scoreline, it was how we stood up and showed up for the game today. And I thought, you know, the players really took on the opportunity to have another go, and I'm really proud of them for doing that. And, you know, we're in and around the mark in the first quarter. We got ourselves in a great position second, third, and right in the match in the fourth. And Malawi are a world-class side. So for us to be able to stand up, show the resilience we did to brush away the disappointment of yesterday and come and perform and play really well in most parts of that game today, that's what it's about. So although we're disappointed we didn't win the match, which maybe was in reach at certain times in the game, I'm really proud of the character of the group and the resilience they showed and their determination to get better and improve. So that's all you can ask for as a coach.
And is it going to be helpful going into tomorrow's match? You've got that extended rest time, but you're also going to be playing a team that has a very similar style to what you have?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting one tomorrow, because we've obviously had a quite heavy load also in the lead up to the World Cup with some test matches. So I've had quite a few players that have been on the court for almost the entire tournament. So, you know, and that's why we had to make a couple of changes today to try and freshen up some legs, because we're asking a lot of some certain players. So it's about trying to keep the edge and read your players. And that's obviously what we're learning as we go through this competition. But, you know, the opposition against New Zealand is obviously it's not a winnable game for us. So it's out of reach, but it's certainly an opportunity for the players here to learn and grow and action their learnings again. And that's where we've got to keep perspective. You know, we've got Barbados after that, which is a game that we can take if we play well. So it is about perspective for us. But, you know, these players are competitive, so they're going to want to get out there and see what they can do against New Zealand for sure.
What did you pick up from the game in Wales last week to today?
Yeah, Malawi played a very similar style to what they did in Wales, and they play a very similar style as what they do always. And we just had to tweak a couple of things in our game plan from our match a couple of weeks ago. And I thought the players executed that really well. It was a similar style to what we saw from Zimbabwe, so there wasn't much difference in our preparation. And I thought most of it worked in parts to give ourselves a chance to be right in the game, which we were.
You also heard from Fee Turner.
Yeah, it was goal for goal for a long while. I think obviously we had a tough loss yesterday, so trying to recover and regroup from that, and then an early start this morning probably just caught us at the end of the match.
And you yourself had a really good game. You took a number of intercepts and you swung between goal defence and wing defence.
Yep.
Was that part of the game plan going into the match?
Yeah, I think that's what I've been doing pretty much in our lead up. We've kind of been swinging them between the two, just depending on where the need is. So yeah, I'm pretty comfortable in both. I'm obviously a little undersized in the circle, but happy to kind of bash around in there and throw what weight I have around. So yeah, we've always kind of worked with me in both positions.
And the physicality out there, how did you find that?
Yeah, I think it's tough. I think it's hard. I think there's obviously there's different interpretations from every umpire, so I think it's obviously just adjusting to that twice in a game can be a little bit of a struggle at times. But yeah, I think they obviously were that bit more physical, and we probably backed off a little bit towards the end.
And you did maintain your composure. We could see that you were getting a bit frustrated with the physicality of it. How hard is it to maintain that focus?
Yeah, it's really difficult. I think when they're coming in late and they're coming in hard, it is difficult to try and always kind of take the ball, reset, and then look for that option, especially up an attack. So, yeah, I think the cumulative effect of that does definitely wear and tear on the attack end.
And what does that mean for you? Like, you actually, you've played every single minute of the tournament so far. How's the legs feeling?
a little heavy, yeah. I'm used to playing a lot of minutes, but yeah, I haven't. I've played everything to date, so yeah, it's tough, but we'll regroup and recover tonight, and then we go again tomorrow against New Zealand.
So what is Dan's rotation policy? Does he not have one? He's got his starting seven, he likes to stick with it?
Yep, who's ever in, he wants on the court and who's there, we just got to step up and play.
Yep, fair enough.
What did you learn from meeting them in Wales last week?
Yeah, I think we learned a lot. I think we had a 15-goal loss down in Wales, so obviously didn't try and pull that back this week, and they didn't have Joyce down there, so I think Joyce adds another level of professionalism to them, so to be able to shut them down and keep it within four was pretty good building up last week.
Games keep coming. New Zealand next, same kind of prep, just another game?
Yeah, absolutely. We're just early game now, so it's probably not even midday right now. So we got a bit of time. We don't play till 3 tomorrow, so yeah, just recover and get in the ice baths, and then we regroup for tomorrow.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game. I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements. After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Sail. That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
Hi, it's Jade Clark.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.
Woo!
Gary, when we spoke, it was the anticipation of Game 100. Now that it's passed, did it go as you wanted it to?
Yeah, it was a lovely game. A fantastic spectacle between two fantastic teams. Yeah, absolutely fine. I mean, I'm yet to do my post-match analysis, so I can't tell you how well I've done. I haven't seen the assessors or umpire coaches yet either, so I can't tell you what they
happy
think.
Happy for the moment.
But I'm happy for it at the moment, yeah. Yeah.
And maybe a nice little touch that it was Northern Ireland as well, one of the home nations? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I've always had an admiration for Northern Ireland as a country because, I mean, really, geographical size, they're about the same size as a county in England, so for them to do as well as they do on the budget that they get and for as long as they have, I always think that that's really quite admirable. And then likewise, I'm always astonished by African countries that, you know, they're able to compete at the highest level with very limited resources at their home.
Another nice touch as well, the special Acme whistle as well. And
yeah. Acme have really loaded me up this tournament and been really, really kind to me. Yeah, they gave me engraved 100 with a GB on the other bevel side, but that's a one use only. I'm really disappointed because it's a matte black one with gold engraving, but I'm really disappointed because it really, I mean, it's such a geeky umpire thing, but it really blows really well and it sounds it sounds great, but it's a one use only. It's going to the England Netball archive in Huddersfield because I'm the first English umpire, first man as well to get 100 international caps. So that's
we know about the museum and the archive there.
Yeah.
It's important as well that people take that in while they're over in the UK maybe as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not too far away from here in Huddersfield, so all of the history of England netball has been meticulously catalogued and archived by people like Sheila Redpath, who's the legend of the game, Brian Worrell and Joan Mills, who's the technical director here. But it's absolutely fantastic, and I think really, I mean, I'm quite young in the terms of netball, but for us youngsters, we're going to have to pick up that mantle and safeguard the history of our sport in this country.
You mentioned a few of those names this morning on your Twitter. Anyone in particular that's just been there throughout?
I mean, I'm always thankful for Bedfordshire Netball. It's where I started. It's who I'm still affiliated to, even though I haven't lived there for 8 years. There's some real fantastic people in there, but people like Jan Burke, I didn't drive in the early stages of my career, and she drove me to many of my fixtures. Sylvia Eastley, former international umpire, but Sheila Redpath has been a constant. She's been my mentor for 22 years, but she, for people that don't know, she actually umpired the 1991 World Cup final in Sydney, and she's just fantastic. She'll tell me when I've got things wrong, she'll tell me things that I don't want to hear, but she always does it, knowing full well that I'd listen to her and it'll enhance my performance next time I take to the court.
And people like that just being there constantly as well,
with their supporters?
No, absolutely. We've got an unwritten agreement that she will tell me when it's time to go, because I think we all have that problem that we love it so much and we might hang on a little bit too much and then our performance is compromised. So I think she'll know before I know, but when that call comes, I'll take that graciously.
And how are you going to celebrate your 100? Are you going to wait till after the tournament?
Oh yeah, I think we're going to need to wait till Sunday night. And then we were talking last night coming back from dinner, making some plans about the last night. But yeah, strictly early to bed, water and match analysis is the way forward.
Oh, sounds fun.
Yeah, it is, but you've got to do it to stay on top of the game.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.
It's a Netball Show with Mizuno, another win for England. What did Jade Clark think?
I feel absolutely amazing. It's incredible to believe that that's just one part of the tournament. We've got so far to go and it was that intense, the crowd was that loud. But yeah, that was our first big test and I'm really happy that everyone stood up and we were able to stick to game plan. We've prepared really well against an amazing Jamaica side. They've just got such amazing players, but we just dug deep and came through with it at the end.
I get the impression you've played 160-something test caps, but you're still very emotional about it.
Yeah, it means so much. It means so much being at home and what's happening with women's sport in this country. The whole country is getting behind us and it still gives me tingles putting on that red dress as much as it did at the beginning, and I want to take this team as far as it can go before I retire, so I want it to happen now.
You could sometimes say that defence wins matches, but and your defence was amazing. I'll talk about the shooting in a sec.
Yeah.
But you really pushed them to the side quite a lot and they sort of developed tunnel vision and then it was easy for Jeeva to come through.
Yeah, we know with Janine Fowler in there, we need to put pressure on as far up the court as possible, so it's not about having heroes, although I think we did have some heroes today. Serena with those intercepts, Ebony, Jeeva just did insane things, but it was real team effort all the way through the court and it takes so much concentration, it's so exhausting, but we just had to stick to it all the way through.
Because Khadija Williams is very very nippy and very elusive. How do you feel matching up against someone so small?
I mean, most of the wing attacks I play against are faster than me, so I've got to use my brain, I've got to get my arms up to try and get in a vision, but yeah, she's a great athlete and one of the best to play against.
And I know that you played with Joe for a while, and Helen, they are absolutely lethal at the moment. How amazing do you feel watching it all work so well?
Oh, I think just the patience that we had today, those Jamaican defenders, they're so rangy, and like Sterling, she can get to balls that no one else can get to, so you've got to put in about 5 extra passes before you can get to it, but the endeavour they had just not to give the ball away, to keep going, to go back to the line, someone like Jo Harton, she's got lots of flair, so she has to rein in and just be patient. I'm really proud of them.
Oh, okay, that's a specific direction to her, is it?
No, well, we know Jo likes her to mix it up, so sometimes she's the patience, sometimes she's the flair, and that's the danger when the defenders play against Joe, we don't know what she's going to do. So
we saw her get body checked by Shamira Sterling and she got incredibly shirty about it. That's the biggest reaction I've seen from anyone on your team for a while.
I think we're all passionate and you could see that out on court today. I think we all have moments where we're all just so passionate about what was going on. We all want to win. So
obviously you're into the next stage. Who have you got tomorrow?
I'm not sure. The winner of Trinidad and Fiji.
Trinidad, I think, yeah. So you've probably not even thought about that at the moment.
Yeah, before yesterday, we hadn't thought about Jamaica. We take it day by day. We've done our prep in the camps leading up to it, and then when it gets to the tournament, the night before and the morning before, we go over everything we've done in that country. So we've looked at Trinidad and Fiji a couple of weeks ago, revisit what we did, what we learned about them tonight and tomorrow, and then hit it hard.
Now, you may not know the answer, you may not be allowed to say, but did Layla have surgery today or something, or is she having it soon?
She's still at the hotel today, so I don't know if she's got a date for surgery yet. So I think the information will be released as we know it. So.
What's the worst injury you've had?
I had rolled ankles when I was younger, broken finger. So yeah,
but so nothing.
Yeah, touch wood.
hopefully we'll never see it.
Yeah, hopefully not.
How's your body feeling just in general? Because the ripe old age, 34,
35 now. Oh, so yeah, but I feel like the old have got a good training age. I've kept myself fit and I'm feeling fitter than ever. So raring to go for this tournament.
Just one last thing. Can you remember your first test? Anything about it?
I remember it was against New Zealand and it was Lynn Gunson and Wai Tamanu were the coaches for England. I remember Lynn pointing to me and going, you're going on, and then I remember Wai telling me after, she rarely gives compliments, so you have to work really hard to get compliments. Wai, she said well done after, so that was a really special one. Those are two of my favourite coaches of all time.
Tracy Neville shared her thoughts after the game as well.
I knew today that Ebony and Jeeva were probably, with Ebony having her under caps, she really wanted to come out with one of the probably the classiest performances, and I thought she played really well. It's a tough job in that circle. It's never a joy for any defender to play against, you know, Janelle Fowler. But you know, I think the work rate out the front by Jade, Serena, and some of our girls was absolutely excellent to put them under pressure, create more passes, and put the pressure on the passing.
And I mean, now semi-finals look almost.
To be honest, we need to win the next two games. We said here we wanted to come here to win every game in the tournament, and that is really important to us, so we don't take anything for granted. I think the physicality of that, I think we've been tested over the last 3 days. I think it was the tenacity to ball, the resilience to take the ball. You talk about a match-winning quarter, and that third quarter was our match-winning quarter, and we just needed to hang on. And I think we did that excellently. And, you know, you talk about being tested in a tournament, and that was a true test of character. And a lot of it, there were a lot of fatigued players out there, both sides, but it was the mental toughness that I was really proud of that they come out with.
You talked about the crowd. I'm keeping this point in the tournament. You know, they were making a lot of noise, weren't they?
It feels like I'm not going to be able to live without them now. At first they really scared me, but now the supporters, the fans, who were absolutely excellent. They got behind us when we really needed it. And yeah, they really showed us what they mean and what they mean to us.
It was tough out there, and I think the thing when you come up against someone like Janella, I mean, all credit her, she's a great shooter, she's got phenomenal height, she can jump and all of that, and I think, you know, you're just not going to win every ball, but you just got to keep persisting all the way through, and some you're going to get lucky on, some you're going to get unlucky on, and I think that's as those keepers, no one plays goalkeeper up there, sometimes you're just running up an uphill mountain there.
That third quarter, I mean, Teresa was saying that, I mean, you went into half-time 2 goals in front, and that third quarter is where you really, you know, pushed on. Can you talk a bit about what she said at halftime, what you were thinking going into that second half?
I think for just us as a team, it's so important that you start well against Jamaica. So that first quarter, we had a good start, and then coming out in the third, making sure that we stamp our authority. I think for Tracy, all she wanted from us is that we owned our own position and we connected as a unit, and just wanting one more of everything out there. So it's one more step, it's one more jump to the ball, one more intercept, and one more goal. Just keep pushing and working together as a team, and it's not just the seven on court, it's those girls on the bench arriving through and getting behind every one of us.
Was there an element of relief when that final whistle went, because it was neck and neck for so much of that game?
Yeah, you can probably start to enjoy it a little bit more in the fourth, particularly when we managed to push on and open that gap up to 10. Obviously we want to make sure we finish strong, and I think we let a few too many easy goals in there at the end, but at the end of the day sometimes it's about trying to save your body. We're in such a tough draw at the moment. This second stage is probably one of the toughest. The Aussies and the Kiwis have got away lightly on the other side of the pool, but I think for us it's about recovery and making sure that we obviously get the results, but we look after ourselves out there too.
How does it feel watching those girls struggle to get the ball into the circle? Does that put more pressure on the defence to kind of hold things together at the back?
Not really. I think we went out there with a game plan to just be patient. If we weren't happy to feed it, then we would churn and go again. And all credit to Jade and Ebony. I thought they provided great feedback just for the girls to be able to keep churning it away and attack. And the more you wait for their defenders work hard, the more they're going to tire out. So, yeah, I was really happy with the way that we played as a team and attacked all the way through the court today.
Obviously, you'll try and win these next two games, but you have all but secured your spot in the semi-finals. How big is that for you guys?
Yeah, it's obviously exciting, but I think the mission's still the same, that we keep improving with every game that we step out on court. We obviously have TNT and then big game South Africa on Thursday, so keeping bodies healthy but making sure that we're happy with the performances we're putting out there, the game plan we're putting out there, and making sure we're progressing with each game that we step out.
Did you expect this margin, or did you expect a tighter game?
I probably expect what happened in the first sort of quarter half, that it was going to be tight, but I think with the Jamaicans, they obviously had a tough game yesterday, that if we managed to sort of stamp our authority, and we did in that third, then their legs would sort of die off on them and they'd go into a bit of panic mode. So I think our intention is always about ourselves and making sure that we push on, and we're able to do that. And yeah, thankfully I was able to enjoy it a little bit with a 10 goal buffer in the end.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on South Africa? To be a team that are able to grind out results. They don't look too flashy, but they're doing the business all the way down the court. Thoughts?
Yeah, they've been a bit of our bogey team over the last couple of years as well, and I just think they're really patient with their ball, and Norma has done a great job as coach, and obviously their skill level and their athleticism has always been up there, but really sort of just instilled that belief in the players that she's got there, and a lot of them are now playing out in Suncourt, which I think has really helped their play. And yeah, I think they're just really patient with the ball. It's very hard to turn over ball off them. It's a very frustrating game as a defender to come up against South Africa, so for us it would be important we focus on what we need to do, scoring off what we can, and then making sure we can turn over whatever ball we can throughout that court.
Well, South Africa beat Scotland.
I'm so naughty because, like, towards the end, I just rushed it, and I should, like, just have stayed focused, because that's in the future. If in a tough game, that could be the winning ball that I shot miss or created a stupid penalty against. So that's just something. But I've just got to mature on that and shoot the ones that are very important. It was actually really fun. I really enjoyed it today. So nerves all gone, and could be the old Ziggy and make a noise on court again. We notice it in terms of, we know how they play and what their general pattern of play is. So in that way we notice it. But obviously they're in different combinations to what, and we are also in different combinations. So we just take the basics of how they operate, and then but we just use it to like slot into ours.
Ziggy?
Yes.
How do you think Shadeen did today?
Oh, Shadeen is everything. What a roomie. She's so good. She's absolutely incredible.
It was nice to see as well connections all the way through court, and like we know, you've now got 90% shooting.
It should have been higher.
never happy.
No, I can always do better. So, but it's lovely just to be a part of it and just keep improving from match to match and eliminate errors and maximize possession. So yeah.
And Shadeen, how nice is it for you knowing that this has been shown back at home?
Yeah, so we said after yesterday's win against Jamaica, it was a big top up for us in backing the country as well, and we've got a lot of support back home. But we said going into this week, it's game by game, so we knew Scotland is going to come out with everything, and tomorrow is Uganda, so we're taking it game by game. So hopefully we can make the semi-finals. That's
plenty of your friends and family watching then?
No, only back at home. My mom is all day on her phone watching the netball. Yes.
And how about a word about all these pivoters, all the volunteers?
Oh, they're lovely. Yeah, they're doing a great job. They know, if we see someone with a purple T-shirt, we know we're safe. Always a smile on their face, and they make you feel so welcome and humble.
And you enjoying the whole experience around the arena as well? People saying hello and
yes.
Getting plenty
of
selfies?
Yes, it's nice seeing a lot of familiar faces, especially from Storm as well.
Storm fans!
Yeah, I love them. if they just stop you for a photo, I don't mind stopping them, just taking a photo to say hi, because we just love our fans.
I'll let you go. But
thank
I'll
you so much,
see
Andy.
You later for my picture, all right? Yes. But it was a good performance for the Thistles. He's their captain, Claire Maxwell. How are you? Claire, that was possibly the longest ever wait I've ever made for a player.
Oh, no, it's a shame. Nah, we're always available to have a wee chat, so I'm back now.
To what podcast would that be? Did you enjoy it today?
Yeah, I did. We knew it was going to be difficult against a team that's beaten number 2 in the world in this competition so far, and looks like they'll make the semi-finals, which is really, really exciting for them. They've got some superstars in their team, but I actually thought we did a really good job against them. We forced them into making changes. We got the ball to our shooters reasonably easy at times. We just lacked a little bit of consistency within little 5-minute periods at a time.
Having followed Sirens over the course of things so far, I personally think you've grown into the tournament. Would that be something you'd agree with?
Yep. I think it's difficult to assess it game by game purely because the styles are so, so different. Obviously, coming against a team like South Africa, they play a more English style of game, and I think that suited us today. So we need to make sure we continue to practice against that African style, which is offers something completely different. But no, I'm really pleased. I thought today was a step forward from yesterday's performance.
Jamaica tomorrow, you kind of get the idea that it would probably go for goal.
Yeah, Jamaica's going to be extremely tough. We want to go for goal for these guys. They're obviously ranked number 2 in the world for a reason, so it's going to be a tough ask, but why set your expectations really low? We're going to go in that game and give it our all and see what happens in the end result.
Good to see as well. Maybe a quick word on the pivoters. What are they like as a group of people?
Oh, fantastic. I just think this event has been world class, from the volunteers to all the helpers to the staff and all the officials. I really have no complaints on anything that's happened within the World Cup in terms of background.
That must be nice for you as players, just knowing that everything's taken care of that.
Yeah, no, we can just relax and get on with our job, and that's what it's all about. You don't notice them other than their cheery faces, and they just smile and they welcome you and they open doors for you, so you feel a bit like royalty at times, but they're just doing such a good job.
Quick rest.
Yes, No, we've got rest day tomorrow, so very much looking forward to that. We'll get in the pool, do a bit of recovery, and then come out strong again the following day.
And one of the players making her debut in this World Cup is Thistle Sarah McPhail.
It's been great so far. Obviously, it's my first World Cup, so I've actually loved every bit, getting to play on the world stage against so many different teams, getting to play against so many different styles of play. And yeah, really proud of all our performances so far, and we're just looking to the next 4 matches ahead now.
Hayley was saying as well, it's nice to see that Thistle army that's travelled.
Yeah.
Do you notice that when you're on court?
Oh yeah, definitely. The support's amazing. With the crowd, I've never played in such a big arena before, and you can just hear every single person. The atmosphere's amazing, and it really does spur us on during the match for sure.
It's one of those World Cups that loads of people are getting 100th cap.
Mm-hmm.
You've only just started.
Yeah, I've only just started. I'm not nowhere near 100. But it's amazing. That just shows the class of netball that is here. So it's just amazing to play alongside some of these such talented netball players and really kind of learn off them as well.
And yourself as well. Do you think you've grown into it? Enjoying it more?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely learning new things. Just playing different styles of play. It's no doubt going to bring us all on.
It's a massive honour. When I started playing netball for England, I never thought that I would have the privilege of leading an England team.
We're really excited to have another pinnacle event in the UK for our sport, and our sport's only going to grow from having it on our home turf.
We want to be playing on the world stage, and we want to be playing against the world best, so we'll go in without any fear and really, really looking forward to that battle.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.